Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studio Enrico Garzilli. Welcome back, Enrico. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
Haven't seen you for a while, and I know there's been lots of things going on in the world of your music. We're going to talk about a wonderful performance opportunity coming up on April 13th, right?
Right.
And for those of you that might not remember, Enrico is one of Rhode Island's treasures. I think that's a good title. We're going to call you a Rhode Island treasure, which is our gift to the world of music, because certainly you've had some performances and things that have happened worldwide. You've written several plays and musicals, and you've been involved with lots of things. Our audience might remember Rage of the Heart and The Family and Michelangelo, and I know I'm forgetting one more big one, right?
Well, Shadow of the Wall. It's about the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Right.
And we're hoping to do that this coming year.
Now, you're a composer, director, all-around musician. When did you get started in all this? As a young child?
As a child, I started singing because my cousin was an opera singer, and I used to parrot what she was doing. And then, of course, I fell in love with the piano and practiced night and day. I loved it.
And practice, yeah, practice, right?
Exactly.
And when did you first was it early success? Was it out of music school or just school that things started to fall in place? And
well, I did a first solo recital at 15, mm-hmm, at the Music Mansion in Providence. Mm-hmm. And almost every year after that, I gave another concert and followed that up when I went to Italy and used to perform at the organ almost every Sunday at a church entitled Santa Susanna.
Hmm. So, performances all over the world. We can talk a little bit about that later on. But this performance on April 13th at 3 o'clock is going to be at St. Francis Church in Wakefield. And this is the South County Chamber Singers putting this on, correct?
Right. And this is a big anniversary, a 40th anniversary for the Chamber Singers. And we're still inviting new members to come and sing with us for this concert on Palm Sunday, which is April the 13th. Any part, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, anybody is welcome. We rehearse every Sunday from 2 to 4, mm-hmm, at the Kingston Congregational Church in
All
Kingston.
Right. And you're the musical director there, is that correct?
I'm the music director at Kingston Congregational, right, and the artistic director of the Chamber Singers.
All right. We'll get more information about that and where and when, but let's get to some music. You brought three different CDs with you that has three different styles of music. So let's start off with the Mendelssohn that you brought and tell us about what you've selected.
Selected a beautiful choral piece, He Watching Over Israel. It's a magnificent example of the oratorio Elijah.
And this will be performed on the 13th?
On the 13th, exactly.
All right, we'll listen to it now.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by Enrico, and this was not obviously the South County Chamber Singers because that event hasn't happened yet, but within the South County Chamber Singers, you are responsible for selecting the music they sing?
Basically, yes. I do it with the board and get their feedback on what we're going to perform.
And so this particular concert has some Mendelssohn in it and then some other music that we're going to hear later in the program. What prompts you to select certain music? Is there something that just happens to inspire you? Is it sometimes a theme? What goes into that?
You know, it's actually something that appeals to me. Mm-hmm. And this next piece that we're going to hear, Rest in the Lord, we have a wonderful mezzo-soprano, Georgette Hutchins, who lives in Rhode Island and has sung in the Met Chorus for many years. We're very fortunate to have Georgette here, and she's going to perform this piece for us.
So she will be there on the 13th in Wakefield singing this, and with organ accompaniment or piano, or what else is going to be going around this?
Probably this will be done with keyboard, but with probably an organ patch.
All right. We'll listen to this piece and then be back with more. Music, and if you'd like some more beautiful music, you have the opportunity. You don't have to wait till April 13th, because just another week or so, you have the opportunity to listen to some of Enrico's music that he composed in East Greenwich, correct?
Yes, at the Odeum Theater.
Odeum Theater on Friday night, Valentine's night. Exactly. What a great opportunity. And tell us what's going to happen there.
Michael DiMucci and Phoebe Madden performing a whole program, and I'm very fortunate to have them perform two of my pieces.
Excellent.
Shadow of the Wall, another musical that I've written.
And the interesting story behind Shadow of the Wall, you were actually in Berlin when the wall was coming down and wrote, and that was the inspiration to write these?
To write a whole scenario and a play around the fall of the wall. Interestingly enough, it was a very cold February day in 1990 as the wall was kind of tottering. No one knew what was going to happen. I wrote a song entitled We Will Find a Way, and Michael and Phoebe are going to sing that song.
Excellent. And we talked off air that this production might be able to come around, and when it does, hopefully within the next year, we'll have you back and talk about it.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
Excellent. Let's move on to this next piece of music before we take our break. And this is from is it correct to say musical that you wrote? Or is it not a musical? Michelangelo.
Oh, Michelangelo is a musical. Yes,
okay. Because there's always a fine line between what's a musical and what's an opera. And,
exactly.
And I've asked many people that question. No one seems to be able to give me a straight answer. What's the difference between the Broadway show, musical Rent, and an opera? And everybody is kind of like, Can you give me an answer?
Well, sometimes what one would say is that it's sung through.
Right.
Which means, like Les Miserables,
right.
whatever one calls it, it's a sung through musical.
Right.
And
so what's the difference between that and an opera?
And it's the same.
It's the same. Okay, good. That's the best answer I've had so far. All right. Michelangelo was written when?
I wrote it over a number of years, and it was performed at PPAC in 2007.
2007.
And
is that what this recording is from?
Yes. And we're doing for the concert, we're doing one or two selections from Michelangelo.
All right. We'll listen to this and then take a short break and be back with more.
Oh,
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Enrico Garzilli, who is here talking about a performance that's going to take place on April 13th at 3 o'clock at St. Francis Church in Wakefield, Rhode Island. And it's going to be the South County Chamber Singers. And Enrico, you are the music director of that organization?
Yes, I am.
And just a little bit about the organization. How old is it?
They're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year.
Yeah, I think so, you mentioned that earlier. I wasn't sure if it was your 40th or their 40th.
No, I'm a recent artistic director of it.
Because you're barely 40 yourself, so I know that couldn't
That's
happen.
Too kind.
But so this is their 40th anniversary, and how many members of the organization, roughly?
We vary between 20 and 25, and we're hoping for more people to join us for this concert.
So you mentioned earlier that if someone does want to join, you have rehearsals every Sunday afternoon, 2 to 4?
2 to 4 at Kingston Congregational Church, and just show up.
Just show up. So I could just walk in there, and even though I'm not, schooled in that particular kind of singing, you'd accept me?
I know your voice. It would be terrific.
Well, so there's your opportunity, everyone. If you want to have an opportunity to sing with one of Rhode Island's treasures, that's my new name that I've given Enrico. I'm going to call him Rhode Island Treasurer. Okay, we're talking about this performance and the music that's going to be performed there. And so far, we've listened to music from Enrico's Michelangelo, which he wrote, and some Mendelssohn, which we opened the program with. Now we're going to another CD that you brought for us, and tell us who's on this CD that we're going to listen to.
The CD is a composition based on the work of James Whitborn, which is entitled The Son of God Mass. And he wrote it in 2001. Easter is the date that he put on the very end of it.
And so this is very new then. I mean, in the world of music, 2001 isn't very long ago.
It's very new, and it's very fresh. Mm-hmm. It's unusual because it's scored for soprano saxophone, chorus, and organ. And it's an unusual combination, and I believe the work is truly, truly inspiring.
So soprano saxophone, and obviously since that's the feature, you must have a very good soprano saxophonist.
We do. His name is Stephen Grube, and he's a wonderful performer. And this work gives him an opportunity to play some cadences and some original and creative opportunities all the way through.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to listen to track 5 now you've selected for us to hear first, and track 5 is it must be a good reason why you decided you wanted to go to that one first, so I'm presuming that it's something special.
Track 5 is a wonderful track. It the chorus keeps repeating "Lava me," which means "wash me," almost as a mantra. And
is that in Latin?
In Latin.
Okay.
And the saxophone circles around it and does these wonderful, wonderful sounds of evocative of the world. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the world clashing with the world of the spirit. And as I mentioned, the chorus keeps asking to be washed, to be forgiven, as we hear the saxophone do all of its bits around it.
We will listen now. we have the unusual sound, at least, I think unusual, of the soprano saxophone. You don't get to hear that very often.
Right.
Yeah. It's beautiful, haunting, I think, is a good description, too. Kind of gives it that ethereal feeling to me.
Yeah, that's a great description.
Right? Okay. Yeah. We have a couple more pieces, actually three more pieces we're going to try to fit in before the next break, and it's on the CD that you gave me. It's tracks 1, 2, and 3, and why don't you tell our audience what that's going to compose of?
The first track is entitled Introit, and basically it's the saxophone on its own with the chorus and a sustained fifth all the way through, going into the Kyrie, which is a pretty traditional Kyrie found in many masses, and the Kyrie Meditation, which is track 3.
All right. We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Enrico.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we are sitting with Enrico Garzilli and listening to music that is going to be performed on April 13th at 3 o'clock, St. Francis Church in Wakefield, presented by the South County Chamber Singers under the direction of Enrico. So this sounds like it's going to be a wonderful program. And for those of you that are concerned with the up and down of the market, the stock market, and money coming and going, you'll be happy to know that the tickets for this concert are very reasonable. Correct, Enrico?
Yes, it's a free will offering.
It's a free will offering. So if you were one of those people that made a lot of money in the stock market, give a lot of money. And if you're one of the ones that lost, well, you can be pretty conservative. They just would like to have you there, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So here's a great opportunity to hear some beautiful music in a beautiful setting, what I'm sure will be a beautiful day in April. Springtime will be in the air,
yes.
I'm sure.
Looking forward to it.
We'll get away from all of the harsh winter weather and have that a beautiful Sunday afternoon in April. So now we've been listening to this music, and once again, this is the Mass for...
The Son of God.
For the Son of God. God. And it was written by?
James Whitbourne.
Whitbourne.
Right.
All right. And he's English?
English, exactly.
And relatively new, 2001, I think you said it was written.
Right.
And we talked off air during the commercial break. He appears to be a nice man, right?
Yes, he sent me a greeting at the beginning of the year, which was very nice to
receive. Yeah, so you ask him for the music, and he's even responded with, like, Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Right, great. Well, this being the Chinese New Year just passing and now the Year of the Horse, you don't have any horse music in this, though, right?
No.
No. Okay. But beautiful, inspirational music. And we're now going to go to track four. And track four is going to be telling the story of what?
Yes. The fourth is a Kyrie meditation. So it's a beautiful contemplative movement in the work.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
music that will be performed by the South County Chamber Singers. And, you know, as a musician myself and singing with a lot of nonprofit groups, it's always interesting that sometimes you luck out and you find a great venue to perform in. And you're going to be at St. Francis Church in Wakefield. And a lot of people had to be involved to make that happen, right?
Right, and we're very appreciative to Monsignor Paul Thero, who is welcoming us on Palm Sunday, and also to the music director there, Mimi Batty, and the associate pastor, Father Joseph Upton. Also, I'd like to thank Jean Maxim Carpenter, who is our accompanist for the concert.
Excellent, all right. And we'll get right back to the music. And go to track 6 and tell us about this one.
Track 6 is entitled Sanctus and Benedictus, and it's basically a very traditional part of what is the sung mass. So the words are in Latin and mm-hmm. are pretty familiar to those listening to it.
Beautiful music provided by Enrico, and Enrico, it's always great to have you here in the studio with us and bringing your wonderful compositions and performances that you're going to be doing and to share them with our audience. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much, Mike. I really enjoy being here. It's great to be here.
You know, I started the show by saying one of Rhode Island's treasures, or one of America's treasures, as far as the music world is concerned, and off air, we talked about the fact that Michelangelo has a possibility. This is not an official announcement or a press release, but the possibility of ending up in Germany as a some sort of a tourist attraction almost. Yeah. Tell us about what's happening there and who's involved.
Well, there's a German producer who's interested in producing it in Dresden, and he's been speaking with the world-famous architect, Daniel Libeskind, to design a theater in Dresden.
He's the architect that designed the new World Trade Center, right?
Exactly, right. And has designed a number of museums in Germany.
Mm-hmm. And so they're thinking about putting a theater together.
Exactly.
And in the theater would be playing Michelangelo.
Michelangelo, yeah. I'm really hopeful that that happens
That would be tremendous. I hope also, and I'm sure all our listeners do too. Well, I'll put in a little prayer for that to happen.
Thank you.
We have a few more pieces of music to listen to, and the show is drawing to a close, so we'll listen to as much as possible about what you have left here in this program, and then this is going to be Sunday, April 13th. Don't forget the date and time, 3 o'clock at St. Francis Church in Wakefield, and this is the South County Chamber Singers that will be doing the performance. And what last pieces of music do you have for us?
We have track 7, 8, and 9, and the track 7 is entitled Pax Domini. It's a beautiful track, and Pax Domini means may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Mm-hmm.
It's very evocative and just beautifully put together.
All right. We'll listen to as much as possible, and if we don't get to the end of it, that'll give you more inspiration to go out on April 13th and listen in person. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.